We welcome in the spotlight Ethan Kent. Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. What's on the plate for Ethan Kent?
Well, really, you know, I'm just out doing what God called me to do, which is now becoming a national platform for, you know, releasing my music, and I really thank God for this opportunity. It's really in my heart to reach the unchurched, as well as the church, with my music and my sound. But I really feel called to, you know, make music that's life music that we can apply in everyday life. And so that's really what I feel called to as an artist and what God is doing right now in the ministry.
How important is it to you to reach the mass?
It's an important calling. It's not something that I have to say that I, like, wake up every day and pray for, because there's so much responsibility with that. So the we heard all the time, to whom much is given, much is required. So I always ask God to work on my heart, work on my pride, work on my ego, so that I'm going out and ministering with the right intention, and not about building my name and my brand, but building the kingdom of God. That's what it's really all about. So I say it's important, and I take seriously what I do. But at the end of the day, like, I didn't necessarily wake up and make this, like, help me reach the masses. And I'm not trying to sound, like, humble, but I just want to make sure that the people understand that I'm coming from a place where I understand the importance of how important it is to have the right heart and to do things for the right reason, and not just, you know, for this big name. Because there's a lot of artists that they just want, you know, they want that spotlight. They want the big name. They want a lot of people to know who they are. But when they realize how much responsibility they have and how they have to really make decisions and live what they're singing, then it's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. But I want to be real and genuine, and live the gospel music that I sing about. So that's why I'm careful, you know, and just I really make it my everyday prayer. God, work on my heart. I want to be right. I want to have the right spirit before I go out and do anything. And know that it's really all about the kingdom and reaching people for the kingdom, not about building my name and my brand. Hope that makes sense. Hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. My hope is in glory. Tell us about that.
Yeah. My Hope is in Glory was a song that I wrote one day. We got news that one of my relatives had, like, a terminal illness, and I was thinking of other loved ones that passed away. And that idea just kind of came, my hope is in glory. This world is not my home. Just thinking about heaven. And it was also, you know, it just kind of fit my album because my album is called Work in Progress. And so I thought this could be like a celebratory song to kind of close the album out. It's talking about heaven, and as Christians, that's our final destination place, for the believer. And that's our goal, is to make it to heaven and hear the Father say, well done. So that's kind of how the song was built, and the inspiration behind it. And then, you know, the Holy Spirit is just beginning to reveal more revelation about why he gave me this song. And I've been telling people when I mentor this song, especially to the young people, that, you know, pop culture teaches us to live in the moment and to make decisions based off of how we feel right now, instead of looking at, you know, how that decision will affect us in the light of eternity. So the second verse of the song kind of talks about how we're living and the decisions that we make. You know, it has an eternal repercussion to it. When he sounds a trumpet, will you be ready, or still in your sin, lost as lost can be? Will he welcome you into his kingdom, or say, I don't know you, depart from me? So just really calling all the believers to recognizing who they are. We're not of this world, and we got to live a life that's worthy of the gospel, in order to receive our hope that is in glory. So that's kind of the inspiration behind it all.
What do you mean by your music being edgy?
Edgy. The sound is edgy, and mainly I try to accomplish that because I like all kinds of music. I listen to pop, R&B, jazz, gospel, everything. And so my philosophy has been to take what I learned from each genre and then apply that in my approach to songwriting and production and just the way I do things. And that has come off to sound really edgy. That's how people have defined it, too, when they listen to it. It's got a real edgy type of sound to it. But, it's still got the gospel music very apparent, and that's the forefront of it all. That's the focus of it all. But it kind of has a new edge to it, a progressive sound to it. So that's what I mean by that.
Is Ethan Kent a work in progress?
Absolutely. A work in progress, the term or the definition stands for something that's incomplete. And, this is my first record, and I called it a work in progress because it was a completion of something, but at the same time, it's letting people know that I'm not all that God has called me to be yet. That He's still got some things that He's building in me and working in me. And so the album is all about growth, how I've grown to this point, but I'm going to continue to grow and get closer to Him in my relationship, closer to Him in every area of my life, and in my music ministry, and my relationship with others. I want everything to reflect who He is, to reflect His glory and bring glory to His name, and also bring other people into the kingdom of God as well. So work in progress just says, I'm not done yet. I got more growing to do, but God is doing something great in me right now as well.
Where'd you get the idea for the album cover? I think it's unique.
The album cover?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that was just, we did a photo shoot, and that just kind of, it just worked. You're talking about the one with the speakers?
Yeah, with the speakers, yeah. You're sitting in between the speakers, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm a producer and a musician, so, that kind of setup is what you would probably see in my studio if you came. I got the speakers and the earphones and constantly listening to the music and studying music. So I guess that's kind of the artsy side of me saying, I'm a student of what I do. I listen, and I try to learn from other genres and other artists and just, take what I get from that and put it and make it my own so I can come up with something that's unique and different. So I think that's what the album cover says. But, it's also one of those things where that was a cool photo that we shot, and it's like, that could be a cool cover. So it kind of happened on accident. It wasn't, intentional or deliberate.
Okay. Is it hard, Ethan, being a singer, a songwriter, and a producer, as well as a worship leader? You wear a lot of hats, but the reason why I'm asking, is it hard? Because when you're a singer, you lay down those tracks.
Right.
Then when you are the producer, you have to listen to the song and say, well, maybe I want to put a little more of this in there. I'm going to put a little more of that in there. Do you have to battle with yourself sometimes? I guess that's what I'm trying to ask.
Well, yeah, it can be hard. There's days where, I'm like, okay, I'm doing too much. And I'll outsource things and get other people to help me. So I understand what you're saying. But it's also a big blessing in the sense that, in the music industry, it's not really a stable industry as far as income. So the fact that you can do multiple things is helpful and just kind of creating multiple streams of income. So that's the blessing in it. The album isn't selling or we got engagements that aren't booked yet or whatever, then I can always go and produce for other people or do some writing. So it's helpful in that aspect. But there is a lot of balancing that I'm learning right now, and it's not an easy thing to do, balancing all these different responsibilities. Because even right now, I have songs on my hard drive that I'm working for other people, but then I got to go sing it, you know, a church on Sunday or and Saturday, and I got to do a concert here, and then I got to go and lead worship at my church on Sunday and make sure things are straight for my home service, for my home church. So there's, the whole thing for me right now is a balancing act, and I haven't figured it out yet, but God has given me grace and favor to get everything done, and I really just thank God for that. But it's a lot. It's a lot.
Okay. Being from Dallas, Texas, and you probably know where I'm going with the next question. Is there pressure? Because there's another artist, director, producer from Dallas by the name of Kirk Franklin.
Of course. Well, let me just say this. Dallas is full of amazing talent. And a lot of people outside may not know that, but there's a lot of singers, producers, writers, choir directors, you name it, that are talented and they're doing great work. And just this, or just last week, the only gospel radio station in Dallas awarded me the Artist of the Year award. And, a lot of people might not think that's, you know, it doesn't really mean anything to a lot of people, but to me, it's like winning a Grammy, because I do see the amount of talent and the amount of gifts that are within Dallas, and I'm humbled by the fact that they would nominate me and they would give me that award. But Kirk Franklin is one of my like heroes. I look up to him and I study his work, and I really think that he would be proud if he were to listen to my music and listen to my concepts. Hopefully, I'll get to meet him one day. I've met him, but I haven't really got to like work with him. So that's kind of a dream of mine in the future. So, Kirk Franklin, if you're listening to this, hit me up, bro.
And the time I met him, he's a very humble person, you know?
Yeah, he's really cool.
Yeah, he is. He's humble, down to earth. Our guest, Ethan Kent, the project's called Work in Progress. Ethan, how can your fans reach you in the social media?
Hit me up on my website. It's ethankentonline.com. There you'll find all the links to my social media websites like Facebook and Twitter. But if you want to tweet me today or whatever, Instagram me, you can follow me at Ethan T. Kent. And I like to interact with everybody and just, you know, tell me how you're feeling the songs and if they're a blessing to you. I really love getting those types of messages because it gives me, you know, the motivation to keep fighting and keep working hard because it's not easy. But, hit me up on my website, ethankentonline.com, and on Twitter, at Ethan T. Kent. Also, facebook.com/EthanTKent as well. And I look forward to interacting with everybody.
Ethan, thank you very much. It is a pleasure. Thanks for your patience. And tell your wife, thanks for her patience.
Right.
And I really appreciate it. And I apologize.
No problem.
But thank you very much. And may God continue to bless you and your family and your ministry and everything you put your hands on.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's our guest, Ethan Kent, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.